Alyssa in the Morning spends a few minutes with U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal. Now on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
Connecticut U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal on the phone. Senator, good morning, sir. How are you?
I am well. Good morning to you, and thanks, as always, for having me on.
No problem. I want to talk about something that's really in the news, Senator, that you're involved in. And, you know, a lot of people, including myself, look at this kind of slack-jawed going, what this the situation with Boeing and the now the multiple, I guess, whistleblowers that we've heard from Boeing. And it's tragic, Senator, to me, because, A, you're dealing with air safety. B, Boeing is one of those, I don't know, classic American companies. And C, the fact that this stuff, at least allegedly, is being made public through a subcommittee you're on and by whistleblowers. So bring us up to date here as to what's going on.
I chair this permanent subcommittee on investigations in the United States Senate. These whistleblowers have come to us because they are so deeply concerned about the potential manufacturing defects, the shortcutting of quality and safety, putting profits ahead of passengers and product. And it is the downfall of a really iconic American company and brand. Boeing goes back literally decades in terms of its reputation for quality and safety. And unfortunately, it decided it wanted to produce more airplanes to outcompete Airbus more quickly, and it sacrificed quality and engineering excellence, which was its brand. So our hearing last Tuesday was with Dave Calhoun, the CEO of the company, and frankly, he had no adequate explanation for the apparent reduction in priority for safety and quality. He vowed to do better. I hope they will. We want Boeing to succeed. It's a great American company. It employs a lot of people. It's vital to our economy, and it produces airplanes that are important to air travel. But they need to do it in a way that's safe.
Senator, did and forgive me, I didn't watch too much of the hearing. I've just read some summaries. Was there any sort of admission from Mr. Calhoun that he knew what was going on? Some of these stories about, you know, people stomping on panels to make them fit on the wings, the door plug issues, those panels. Did he say, yes, I knew what was going on, or did he use any sort of a defense of, you know, the classic, well, when I found out, dot, dot, dot? How much did he say he knew, and do you think he was being honest?
He took responsibility, but it was for the company, not himself personally, for the crashes that occurred in 2018 and 19. You know, I began the hearing as the chairman of the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigation, mm-hmm. giving him an opportunity to turn to the loved ones of people who perished on those two flights, 346 people with families, some of them with pictures of their loved ones, confronted him, and he apologized. He said Boeing was responsible for those crashes because it failed to warn and train pilots about a faulty control system. Mm-hmm. But there have been incidents since, and I made the point to him very dramatically that he promised when he took over about 4 years ago that he would turn Boeing around, which has not happened. And he basically said later in his testimony that he was proud of everything he'd done, that he thought they'd done as much as they could. Now, he is leaving at the end of this year. And I said to him very bluntly that Boeing needs a new team, because this one under him has failed to meet the moment. And it is a moment of reckoning for Boeing, because, again, Boeing is one of two airplane manufacturers around the world. Airbus is the other. So we want Boeing to succeed. Mm-hmm. It also produces military products. And my hope is that the threat of prosecution, criminal prosecution, which I have urged be done if the investigation by the Department of Justice warrants it, should be a message to this management and the new one that they better get it right.
So that was going to be my next question, Senator. So that would have to be what? You'd have to have a finding there, and you being an attorney, you can go into this deeper. Willful criminal negligence, is that kind of the level that has to be met here? Hey, they knew this was not right, yet they went ahead and did it. Is that what maybe the Justice Department or other regulators have to look at?
There are a couple of steps here, and forgive me for talking a little bit like a lawyer.
No, that's all right. No, please, please.
I used to be, you know, back in 2021, Boeing signed an agreement. It said, we know we were responsible for these two crashes, and we agree to turn things around, to reform the company. And on that condition, the Department of Justice said, okay, we will defer prosecution. But Boeing has violated the conditions of that deferred prosecution.
Mm.
And so I think the Department of Justice has mounting evidence, in fact, overwhelming evidence now, that Boeing should be prosecuted as a company. I have also urged that individuals be held accountable.
Sure.
Because after all, a company can't be really deterred as a great big institution. It has some effect, but the only way to deter wrongdoing by company executives is to make sure they understand they're going to be held accountable. Now, one more point, retaliation against those whistleblowers.
Oh, yes, please.
In my view, is among the most egregious of the actions. And Dave Calhoun could not tell me of a single instance when retaliation, threats, vengeance against somebody coming forward and saying, something's wrong here. You know, they're using parts that are defective or dangerous. That's the testimony from the whistleblowers. And they were victims of retaliation. Their careers were sidelined or sidetracked. They were threatened with termination. There were physical threats against some. And he said he couldn't think of any person who was fired for retaliation. Now, that's a pretty stark admission. And I think the retaliation is among the most egregious of Boeing's misconduct here.
Yeah, Senator, in fact, that's what I wanted to finish up here in about the minute we have. I noticed here you folks on the committee, the subcommittee, heard from a gentleman, Sam Mohawk, and the language he used was nonconforming parts. You and I wouldn't put a nonconforming part in our dishwasher, and we're talking about this on airplanes. That must have been startling when you heard that.
It was really chilling to hear Sam Mohawk, my staff, and others have talked to him. He submitted a written deposition under oath about these nonconforming parts, using dangerous or defective, damaged parts in an airplane simply because a supplier couldn't make good parts available quickly enough. And the failure to track the nonconforming parts, you know, it's a wonderful euphemism, a nice way of putting the fact that these parts really had defects. And then, of course, when he criticized the company for doing it, he was retaliated against. So I think there's a lot more going on here, and we welcome other whistleblowers who may come forward.
Connecticut U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal. Senator, always good to hear from you. Take care, and we'll chat down the road. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks for having me.
All right. There you go. Yeah, folks, nonconforming parts were allegedly put in Boeing aircraft. Mind-boggling.